Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labor MP Andrew Little.
Staffing shortages in New Zealand's mental health services has been highlighted as a major issue recently, leading to many being in desperate need of help left behind. Despite the government saying that they've boosted the workforce, psychologists' vacancies have increased by 135% within the last decade. Tuvr had a chat with Health Minister Andrew Little about the issue, as well as efforts to migrate health workers into Aotearoa.
This week, National's mental health spokesperson Matt Ducey said the workforce was in crisis and too many people were not getting the treatment that they desperately needed. Ducey pointed to data from the Ministry of Health showing that psychiatrist vacancies had increased from 76 to 154 between July 2017 and October 1st this year. In the same time, mental health nurse vacancies increased from 267 to 511 and psychologist vacancies increased from 48 to 113. Could you please elaborate on why we are seeing these numbers after all the investment lately into mental health?
Yeah, the reason why the number of vacancies has grown is because we fund more positions, so we're funding an extra 530 full-time equivalent positions just in for hospital-based mental health services. And obviously, there's still a real challenge in recruiting into a lot of those roles, but we have added to our mental health workforce. I mean, in addition to that, there's the nearly 1,200 new frontline roles that we've added to GP clinics, kapapa Māori health services, youth health services, which is starting to make a difference now. So that, you know, this is a service that is seeing about 18,000 people a month. When it comes to particular services, I think a bit of attention on a facility recently in Christchurch where they're consulting on how they manage their patients. So one of the things we did in this year's budget was put money to fund more community placements. One of the most common things that the people managing mental health services or mental health wards around the country tell me is that there are people in mental health units who really don't need to be there, but there's nowhere safe to discharge them to. So they've been through the worst of their mental health episode and they need some time to recover, which they ideally should do in the community with appropriate support. So we are funding more community support. And so we are going to start to see a shift, I think, over the next few years as that money then takes effect and goes into community services so that we can do community placements for people for whom that's actually the best place for them to continue their recovery from an episode of poor mental health.
When do you think these vacancies will be filled eventually? Now that you've made all these vacancies available, how long will it take to fill them?
Look, it's always dynamic. I mean, there's a constant process of filling the roles that we've got there. I mean, one of the other things we're doing, we put more money into, is building that future pipeline of mental health workforce. So we now funded 230 registered nurses to do the specialist training needed to work in mental health. That's 230 a year. And we've also recently trebled the number of internships for clinical psychologists. Some of that will take some time to have an effect, but we've got to be building that future pipeline of mental health workforce talent. So look, it'll take some time. We will continue to recruit into the vacancies that we've got and continue to grow the domestic pipeline of the future mental health workforce. I mean, I think what this highlights is that the mental health system that we inherited as a government was in a quite diabolical state. That's why we did one of the first things in the health system that we reviewed very quickly was mental health, because we knew it was in such a parlous state. And we made the investments that we have. It's ongoing work, but we've done a lot to grow the workforce, to grow the future pipeline, to rebuild facilities, make them safer, a more therapeutic space for people to be in. And we will continue to do that. But, faced with the kind of challenges that we had, it takes a while to turn these things around.
Immigration of new nurses and health professionals is obviously a way to fill vacancies, and it's been in the news a lot recently. I mean, we've talked about it before on this segment as well. A lot of what the opposition is focusing on is to do with it taking 2 years of work before migrants who come as nurses can gain residency, instead of it happening immediately at the Tier 2 versus Tier 1 green list. Why the reluctance to just fast-track residency for it to happen immediately? Is there a disadvantage to this over waiting for them to work for 2 years instead of just giving residency straight away?
I think what when immigration put those lists together, what it showed was that for less for a lot of nurses who are overseas qualified, once they got their residency, many of them stopped working in the New Zealand system, either stopped working or, you know, went to other countries, mainly Australia. So they were concerned about if we gave residency straight away, there'd be an outflow of the system, even though people, you know, might have come here to nurse. So it was about addressing that particular problem. I think when we look at the data too, I mean, the National Party has been very selective in the data they used. And one of the problems is that one of the visas that a lot of overseas qualified nurses come to New Zealand on is actually a visitor's visa. People don't have to declare what their occupation is on when they enter the country on that visa, but they come here on the visitor's visa so that they can find a competency assessment program that they have to go on in order to register as a nurse and so on. So not everybody registers to nurse in New Zealand before they get here. Many register afterwards. If you have a look at those numbers, I think nurse registrations from overseas qualified nurses is about 4,300 just in the last 12 months. I think the month of September alone, 634 registrations of overseas qualified nurses by our nursing council. So the overseas qualified nurses are getting here and are entering our system. But we will keep a review of the immigration settings. I don't think the Immigration Minister, Michael Wood, or I would rule anything out. We'll look at what is happening. Are we attracting the health workers that we need and make sure that the immigration settings are suitable?
That was Tuva Clifton chatting to Health Minister Andrew Little about mental health worker vacancies and migrating health workers into Aotearoa.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little. The Wire.
We will be